Okay, Rabbi, shalom. Shalom to all. Okay. We welcome Dr. Presby. He's back. We welcome him. And Harav Sokol. Okay. Sometimes it takes a little time for everyone to trickle back from the, from the summer. So, Baruch Hashem, okay. So, as I, we mentioned that there are five Yisurim on Yom Kippur, and one of the first Yisur is Achil. And it doesn't say, now we said, how is this Yisur different than any other Isur Achila? So we explained that that normally Isur Achila is Torah says Achila. Achila is Bekazayis. Here it doesn't say Achila, so it's not a regular Isur Achila. In fact, I'll tell you something. You know what the Chasam Sofer says? I'm going to tell you Chasam Sofer. It's not in the packet, but maybe one day I'll show it to you. The Chasam Sofer says, listen carefully, we only have one mitzvah achila left in Judaism today. One mitzvah achila left. What is that?
Matzah.
In other words, Bizman, the Mikdash, you had achilas korbanos, right? You had all the things. The rice. The Rabbanan. Where is the Rabbanan? Even Suda Shabbos. Suda Shabbos is a question. Might be the rice. But no, the idea is Suda Shabbos is not a mitzvah of Achila. How do I know? It's Oneg. But because it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you feel too full and you can't enjoy the meal, so there's no inyan of stuffing down. You know, that's why Be'ez Hashem, when we're going to turn the clock and the Shabbosim are going to be very short, you have to, Shulchan Aruch says, you have to gauge the day so you could be able to eat Shalosh Shuras. Chochamein of Barosho, the Shulchan Aruch says. That if you know that you're going to come home from shul at 1 o'clock and then you can have a big meal and then you're going to finish the meal at 3 and then Shalosh Shuras is 4:30, you know, you're not going to enjoy Shalosh Shuras. So then the mitzvah is the onik, it's not achila. You see, by matzah, the mitzvah is achilas matzah. So even if I don't enjoy matzah, I have to eat matzah. Shaila Bizmanazeh, every second person you hear, celiac, I'm a celiac, they're all celiacs. So that's a whole different thing, celiacs. So then you get sick from it. So that could be a different Shaila. But, you know, especially, question whether you could eat oat matzah instead of that. So if you hold oats, matzah is good, then you can eat more oat matzah, and then you'll be okay. Rav Abadi holds, like Professor Felix, that oats is not one of the chameshes minei dokum. And therefore, oat matzah is... Rav Abadi holds, oat matzah is a bracha vatola to make al achilas matzah, an oat matzah. Yeah. So I personally, I follow that. I'm not celiac, Baruch Hashem. Hashem is not celiac, but I follow the shita that it's not meaning I will not eat Cheerios on Pesach. I will not eat Cheerios on Pesach, and even I will get rid of all the Cheerios in the house. We don't sell chametz, our family. We don't sell chametz. We get rid of chametz, like the chumash. You know, we follow the chumash. What can I tell you? You know, chumash shoknarach. Also, I have in my sefer Mehagim, I quote from another sefer, that Mechiras Chametz is not a minhag. I mean, people do it. That doesn't make it a minhag. You know, I was at a wedding last night with Rabbi Kellermer, so Rabbi Yehuda Kellermer from West Hempstead. So it's always, when you're at a wedding with Rabbi Kellermer, it's always good eye to... Rabbi Kellermer always has interesting things to say. So Rabbi Kellermer told me from Rabbi Eliashiv last night that he said that that this thing that people don't eat matzah a month before Pesach, you know that thing, he said, it's not even a minute. It doesn't even have the status. It's tamazach. And if you had it in your family and now you don't want to do it anymore, you don't need Hataras Nedarim. It doesn't even, you know, not everything we do has even the status of a minute. As Rav Moshe Feinstein says, early Shabbos in the summer, it's not even a minute. You're just doing it for convenience. It's not like you have a minute for early Shabbos. That's what Rav Moshe held, that if you make early Shabbos and your wife still has to cook because she's still behind, and you were Mekabel Shabbos, so normally the halacha is that a wife is Mekabel Shabbos, the husband is Mekabel Shabbos, the wife should Mekabel Shabbos also. So Rav Moshe says it's not even a minute. It's not a minute. If you, in other words, you could say your minute or you want to get the mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos. That's not why you want it. You're not doing it because all of a sudden, all the mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos, you want to be Kabbalah Shabbos. It's not even a minute. It's not even a minute. What? Erev Pesach is a halacha. Before. So that's what Rabbi Kellermer was saying. That's what Rabbi Kellermer told me in the name of Rabbi Yashiv last night. He told me this. That Chazal say on Erev Pesach that's going to stare your pay oven for the, you know, but beforehand, no. So what are you, all of a sudden you're making a, and he says even if you had this thing, you could stop it without even having to do Hataras Nedarim. I like that. But some people are so, you know,
at some 30 p.m. on a long Friday, women can't walk anymore.
No. So you're right, there's a halacha like that. Yeah. But Rav Moshe, Rav Abadi, I've heard this from, that says that's only if they're Mekabel Shabbos, because they want to be Mekabel the minig of Tosefta Shabbos. But if they're only doing it because of convenience, then that halacha will I think Rav Abadi said, maybe Rav Moshe might talk about that also, doesn't apply. So not everything that a person does in this world as it did minuk. Just because you do it doesn't mean it's a minuk. Stam, it's a... I wrote a whole sefer minuk, so that's a... you have to do something of chashivas to give... You have to merit to have the status of a minuk. Not everything you do, just because you do it, that's my minuk. It's a minuk. It's nothing. How did I get onto that?
Oats.
Oh, oats. Yeah, oats. So oats. Oh, so I quoted in my sefer Minhagim that it's not, I don't sell chametz because I feel once you sell chametz, then you just undermine half of Maseches Pesachim. You know, like the whole Maseches Pesachim, you undermine. Then they don't do a proper vidika because they feel they undermine the whole thing. So if I owned a bakery, I know maybe it would be different. I mean, I don't own a bakery, you know. I don't plan to own a bakery. if anyone wants to buy the kosher store here, you know, maybe they could have that. You know, I think it's maybe off the stale. You know, so the mice. So I wouldn't lagabe the rice like this. I wouldn't eat Cheerios on Pesach, and I wouldn't even keep it in the house on Pesach, because there are shitas that say oats is real of the chamesh mina dover. That seems to be shitas Rashi. And
oats in Hebrew?
What?
How do you say oats in Hebrew?
Shibol Shul. The question is, what is Shibol Shul? I have in line some shiurim in this review. In the chal shiurim I gave, and in the bracha shiurim. So I don't. So when I eat Cheerios every morning for breakfast, I make an adama and a burin of fashas. That's what I make because these will gabi the rabbanans, then I follow that the shita. But will gabi to be makel on a deraisa, that I don't have it in me to do that. But so some people when they have celiac, so they, you know, so if you don't like matzah, so then you still have to eat it. Because it's not a mitzvah of oneg, it's a mitzvah of achila. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. That's the only mitzvah achila we have. Suda Shabbos is not a mitzvah of achila. What is it? Oneg Shabbos. And if it's not going to be oneg for you, say somebody is feeling miserable about something, and he just can't eat, he won't enjoy it. So then the halacha is, you potter from eating. It's not a mitzvah, but by matzah you don't say that. Unless you're a celiac and you're going to get sick. So those that hold they can eat oats, they'll eat oats. If you hold you can't eat oats, then if a body holds meager, then you're potter. You mean, because some people, you know, even a little bit, they can, if you can get away with eating, you know, they're like the small size I told them yesterday, then, you know, you can do that. But it's not a simple matter.
Oneg Shabbos itself is not as much, otherwise it's a different
thing. Yeah, Karaso Shabbos Oneg, right. Pasuk in Yeshaya. Daf Torah for Shacharis of Yom Kippur. So by Yom Kippur, it's not a mitzvah of, the Isser is not an Isser Achila. In Yom Kippur, it's an Isser of Inoy, so therefore the Shear is different. It's not a Shear of a Kazayis, it's a Shear of Kosevis, because that's when you get Yishuv Hadas with a Kosevis. You're getting a Yishuv Hadas with just a Kazayis. Well, so we were ending the Shear yesterday by discussing what is the halacha in the Gemara Pesachim is that if you eat something shelo kederach hanasam, you eat it in a non-normal manner. So you're potter. You don't get malchus, and it could be it's only an innocent derabbanan. Well, so the two examples we gave is if you take a piece of meat and you eat it when it's frozen, or you eat it when it's boiling hot. So it's, you know, it's not normal to do that. Normal person, you know, eats it, you know, cooked, whatever, in a normal way. You don't need it frozen, you don't need it boiling. And that's the Torah speaking in the normal derech. That's how the Torah speaks. The normal people in a normal way. That's normal. But there are two exceptions, the Gemara says, Basa B'cholav and Kilei Akerem. So Basa B'cholav doesn't say Lashon Achila. So since it doesn't say Lashon Achila, then what? Then Yechayiv even Shelo Kederech Achilasam. So if you take a piece of Basa B'cholav and you would eat it frozen or boiling, etc., you would get Malchus for it. Because it says Losav Ashal Gedi, it doesn't say Lashon Achila. And the other example is Kilei Akerem. If you take a look here, on page, here, take a look on page 6, Pashuk in Kiseitse. Lo Sizra Karmacha Kilayim, you shouldn't plant Kilayim, Rashi says, Chita Usor V'chartzan B'mapolis Yad. In other words, if you had a chita seed, and a barley seed, and a grape seed, and you throw it, one throw, and it grows all together. So that's Kilei Akerem. So whatever grows is Aser. Because if you do that, you shouldn't do it, says the Torah. Lo Tizrach, Karmecha Kilayim, Pentiktash Hamleya Hazera Shetizrach Tuvua Zakarim. Says Rashi, Pentiktash Mistav Koldover, Hanitav Al Ha'odam Bein L'Shvach, Bein L'Gnai, Dofer B'Loshon Kodesh. In other words, anything that's usr on a person, whether it's for a good reason because it's hekdesh, or a bad reason because it's usr, is kodesh. It's off limits. So the Gemara in Kedushin Where's the Gemara Kedushin? Page 12. The Gemara says, look at the Mishnah first. Hamikadish b'orla b'kilei akerem b'shtur haniskal. So if you mekadish an isha, normally you mekadish an isha with a pruta, shava pruta. So a guy wants to mekadish an isha with a fruit. Most people don't do that. Let alone an orla fruit. Most people don't do that. But it's ainim mekudeshes because it's asur bahana. Orla is asur bahana. Kilei akerem. So Gemara says, what's the source of kilei akerem? Look. Menolan Amar Chizki Amakra Pentiktash Pentukat Esh. So the Gemara darshins Tiktash Veloshon Tukat Esh, meaning that the Kilei Akerem, if you have Kilei Akerem, you should burn it. So why are you burning it? Is it a Baltashkitz? Why are you burning it? The answer is because it's Aser. It's not Baltashkitz. That's what, you know, when people talk about, you know, getting rid of chametz, they have such a warped view. You know, like sometimes, so we get rid of chametz. If we have closed boxes, I give it to the goyim in the building. I give my, I have a great super, so I give him. You know, I give him. We don't usually have schnapps, but if somebody gives us schnapps because they're a guest, and that's what they wanted to give us for Shabbos guests. So as soon as we get it, my wife and I, the second we get it, we think the same thing automatically. Like, what are we going to do? Pesach, you know. So we usually give it to, we're not going to, you know, we're not big schnapp drinkers. So we give it to the super. But we give it to the super, give it to him. Not to get it back afterwards. So, you know, this is real, it's yours. You know? So, But if you have an open box, you're not going to give an open box to somebody. So then we throw it out, we burn it. Some people argue, is it Baltashkis? No, it's Baltashkis. The Torah says you're supposed to do this, not Baltashkis. The Torah says to get rid of chametz. It's Baltashkis. So take it up with the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, if you have a problem. So it's not Baltashkis, it's the mitzvah. So, okay, So the same thing by Kilei Kerem. Kilei Kerem is Osir Bachila, Osir Bahana. That's why Tukadesh, you can burn it. You know, because it's not worth anything. You're not violating Baltashkis. And that's how I know that it must be that it's Osir Bachila, Osir Bahana. If not, you wouldn't burn it. So Pentik is paying Tukadesh. But it doesn't say Loshan don't eat it. Normally something is Asar B'Hana, it says don't eat it, and we learn that, Achila and Hana. But it doesn't say Loshen Achila here. Pentiktus Pentukaresh. Pentukaresh. So Numeiluat, so that's another example, that since it doesn't say Loshen Achila, it's Asra Filu Shalokiderach Hana. So if I would take, so that's what the Gemara says on page 10 in Pesachim. Amar Abaye Hakol Modin Bekile Akerem, Shalokin alein afilu shaloki derech hanosan. My time shum delok siv buhu achila. It doesn't say loshen achila. It says pen tiktash pen tukaresh. That's how I know that it's also achila. That the Torah says you can burn it. And the Torah wouldn't say to burn it if I could use it, right? The Torah doesn't say things. By the fact that the Torah is telling us to get rid of it or to burn it or to this, it's useless. The Torah wouldn't just say, you know, do something that's the Torah made in Israel. So those are the two cases in the Gemara. Kilei HaKerem and Basa B'Cholof. So the question is, what about Yom Kippur? Could Yom Kippur be a third example? That Yom Kippur, the Torah doesn't say Lashon Achila, so what if I would eat something on Yom Kippur, Shelo Kederach? Would there also be an Israel or not? An Israel Deraisa? But we say no. So the Shagas Aryeh is the classic sefer, Rabbi Osei, of, you know, it was a classic bar mitzvah sefer. So my Rabbi Yagin always said, you know, in the old days, every bar mitzvah boy would say something from the Shagas Aryeh. This is the generation, they say from the Prisker Rav, but the Menug is always the Shagasayah. I had a Chiddush that I let my son say something from the Turi Evin. The Shagasari wrote the Turi Evin. So it's not the Sefer Shagasari per se, but okay, maybe Kriyotze. The Shagasari was a very big Tavachach. He was poor, very poor. They say he didn't even own a Shas. And the Pnei Yeshua was very wealthy. They say they met. The story told that each one said to the other one, when the Shagasari met the Pnei Yeshua, he says, I don't understand how you could learn. You're so poor. How do you have time to, how are you able to learn? And he said back, I don't understand how you could learn. You're so rich. Rich people also have their disyonos, right? Oh. So the Shagasari is a classic sefer. You have to know all the Shagasaris. So this is a new printing of the Shagasari, from Gershon Eichhorn. It was printed by Mochan Be'er HaTorah, who prints my svarim, Rabbi Laser Apter of Lakewood, New Jersey. So he writes here, okay, he writes here like this. Let me give you the punchline, and then maybe we can see more. Yeah, look on the paragraph on the left side, Ula Didi. Fifth line, in the middle. Vavade gabi yom kippe de lok siv be'achila, el kol nefesh er usolus su'una, afilu ochlon shalo keder chachiloson, gor ochel chelov chai. Did I mean hosom? Kol shekem bosu behema. Chai, that was if you eat raw, something raw. It's also not normal. Eat something raw. So say you eat raw food on Yom Kippur. So what's the din? So it says Yechayev Karis. Afilu Yechayev Mishom Lo Su'un Ed Yom Kippur. So if it's a Lo Kederech Achila, it's you don't have the, it doesn't say Lashon Achila. So then that tells me that even Shalo Kedarko is Chayev. He says, what if you filled yourself up at the Suda Mafsekas and now you eat something on the beginning of Yom Kippur? You shouldn't do that, obviously. But the question is, are you Chayav Karis or not? So the Gemara says, you're not. But that's different than Shalom Kederach Achila. Or it's achila gasa. Achila gasa means it's regular food, you're just stuffing it down. Shalokadev means that you're eating it raw, you're eating it too hot, too cold. So that's the chiddush of the Shagasari. That the same halacha of basa b'cholov and kilei akerem, now we have a third example. Because this is the same thing that applies to Yom Kippur. And this could be relevant if you're eating something, say, on Yom Kippur, you're swallowing something, and we'll talk about what if you put food in a capsule. Not medicine, but real food in a capsule, and you swallow it. So that, of course, is Shaloka Derech Achila. But you might be taking regular food. When you take a pill, that's not even food. That's something different. That's not even food. So you take regular food, and you put it in a capsule, and you swallow it down. We'll talk about that. So Shalom Kederach. Yeah, so what we're talking, Shalom Kederach. So therefore, so would that be Chayev on Yom Kippur? So the Shagasari says, if you take food on Yom Kippur, Shalom Kederach, say you put it in a capsule, and you take regular food during Yom Kippur. It's a chap. You want to be able to question whether you can fast or not. So you take the food and you eat it Shalom Kederach. You put it in a capsule. Regular food. So the Shagasari says, if you do that, you chayav karis. Because why? because the p'tur of Shulam Kederach doesn't apply to Yom Kippur, because it doesn't say Lashon Achila. So it's the same thing like Bazar Mechalov and Kilei Kerem. If you eat something that's so hard that's breaking your teeth. Yeah, so that's Shalok Ederech. So the Shagasai's Kiddush is that Shalok Ederech doesn't apply to Yom Kippur. Why is that a Kiddush? It doesn't say that in the Gemara. It only gives these two examples. And we'll see. Some posts can hold not only it's not a Kiddush, but it's wrong. But you like the Shagasai. You know, what you're saying to me is, it's not even a Kiddush, the Shagasai. Right? Shagasai is Poshet. Right? Okay, so we'll see what the counter argument is. If you eat it, then what?
You can still be in a state of inui by eating something.
So therefore what?
So therefore the other side of the coin is that James Lokadera Kapilos and you bought the chorus.
Because
you didn't violate Dasha Losahune. You can't have inui if you eat something.
So there was the Shagasai is saying that you violated.
You haven't violated that. You haven't crossed the line of not of the elise of that unless you need it to kedera hanolosam.
Meaning, because you're not going to have
right. It's not the normal manner to eat.
And therefore, what?
And therefore, you
still consider your.
You didn't break the.
Inui, right. Oh, right.
Because the opposite. I did get Yitzhu Hadai. It doesn't matter how I eat it. It came to my stomach now.
Yeah?
Only that.
Do you?
Probably. Who cares how I eat it? The final result, I think, more relaxed.
You should relax. No, you should
stop. You should stop.
I never tried it.
I mean, when does the Isur start? When it comes in the stomach, when it goes down the gullet and reaches there?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. About intravenous is a whole discussion we're going to talk about. Whereas there's a person, Mechuyev, on Yom Kippur, if he has to eat, so just use an IV. Do we say that? Well, you can eat, but you have to use an IV. Yeah, we're going to learn that.
Are we talking about a hete or a p'tur?
I didn't hear you. Is Shalom Kederach Achila means you won't be chayev.
You won't be chayev. The owner.
Maybe only midraban. Yeah, but once it's only drabanan, so then you're a choyla, then you can make it. You know, once we knock it down to a drabanan, then it's much easier to make it from a drabanan to muta lagamri. Oh, so let's look in the Rambam. The Ksav Sofer says he thinks the Shagasai is against the Rambam. Okay, so let's look in the Rambam. So, he says on page 19, Halacha Vav. Bein she amru ba'onsi kach amru b'chaloi. Ketzer. Misha chala. A person is sick. The notalamus, and he's he's looking like he's going to die. Vamra rofim shuruf also b'dover ploni misurim shabatora. So he said, but if you eat chazer, you'll eat a piece of chazer, you'll live. So what's the halacha? He should eat it, right? Pikuach nefesh is the whole Torah. Misrapim b'chol yisurim shabatora b'mokom sakana, except for the three major, the gimel averus hachamurus. Kut v'yavodet chachovim, gil arayis, shfichas domim. Shafil b'mokom sakana, ain misrapim b'hem. That even those things you have to give your life. Okay, now but take a look now on page 20. Halacha ches. Bamedvar mamurim she'ein misrapim b'shar yisurim. El of a mokum sakana. Zman shein derech anosim. Zman shein achilin es achol ashkotzim ramosim. In other words, shari surim you can only have yisuri d'oraisa if it's what? If it's b'mokum sakana. So then we matter. But it's not a makom sakana, then you can't eat, right? Bezman shem derech hanoson. In other words, if it's derech hanoson, that's a deraisa, so then you're not allowed to eat it. Unless it's a sakana. But if it's not a sakana, it's not pikuach nefesh, you can't eat it. Because machilin sachol shkotzer masim, machomitz pesach, machilin sachol b'yom kippur. Amal shalok kederech hanoson. But if shalok kederech hanoson, that's only what? The rabbanon, and then what? Then it's mutter, even if it's not b'makom sakana. Chutz mikili hakerem v'basu b'cholof. That are osur what? Afilu shalok kederech hanoson. But let me ask you a question, Rabosai. So those are the two exceptions, right? Kilei Karen, there's no, it doesn't become a Drabonus, Shalom Kederach. But the other things, it becomes a Drabonum. So if you eat a Shalom Kederach, it's a Drabonum. And then it doesn't have to be a Sakana even if it's not a real Sakana, you could still eat it because it's only Drabonum. But when he's giving examples of, if you eat, it has to be Kederach Hana, what does he say? Machinos and cholish kotzim masim, chomitz bepesach. Right, it's only also kederech hana. Osher machilin also biyom kippurim. So pashas is machilin also biyom kippurim. It has to be what? If it's kederech hana, it's also. If it's not shem kederech hana, then it's mutter, or it's only a drabbanon. So don't you see beferish in the ra? And then he says the only case is that even shalom kederech hanoah is still going to be an issa deraisa of kilei keres. And he says beferish yom kippur is something that what? It has to be derech hanoah. And if it's derech hanoah, it's a deraisa. If it's not, it's a drabon. If you have kederech hanoah, if it's shalom kederech hanoah, then it's the rabbanon. And one of the examples he gives that it has to be derech hanoah shchotzim rumosim. If it's derech hanoah, so then it's aser unless it's a chana. Chometz pesach has to be derech hanoah, and it's not. And what? Or machil also be a mekipurim. So it's beferish in the Rambam l'chora that by the Yom Kippur, you're only going to violate the Isser if it's Derech Hanoah. But if it's not Derech Hanoah, then it'll be a Derabbanan. And then, even if it's not Sakana, it'll be Mutter. So, Lechora, it's a Beferish Rambam against the Shagas Aryeh. That's what the Ksav Sofer, because he writes Beferish Yom Kippur, and then in the later when he gives you the two exceptions, it's only Kilei Aker and Basa B'Cholov, the exception. So Lechora, you see that the Rambam didn't hold from the Shagas Aryeh. Ah, what about the Shagas Aryeh is Svara? So the answer is, as was mentioned yesterday, that something that's what? That the Isra of Yom Kippur is Yisuve Daita, and therefore what? If it's Shaloka Derech Hanoa, you're not going to have Yisuve Daita. So Mimela, even though there's no Lashon Achila, but you need Yisuve Daita. So look on page 18 in the Ksav Sofer. V'hei lecha loshon HaRambam. B'med v'mamurim she'im misrabim m'shar yisurim el mokham sakhano b'zman she'im derech hanosam. So that's the Rambam. And then he says, you know, machilas of Yom Kippur. I mean, the first bit of Yom Kippur, davka k'derech hanosam osu midoraisa. And in Yom Kippur, it's only Keder Chanoson is Osir. The Gami Sofdav should cross off Chutz Mikilei Akerim. Well, cross off Chutz Miyom Kippurim. Before Sum Seichel, the Miyom Kippurim shall lo Keder Chano Mutter. Like the lo Kipshituso shall Ashagas Aryeh. So the Ksav Sofer says he thinks the Ashagas Aryeh is against this Rambam. That doesn't, you know, stop the Shagas Aryeh. You have to realize the Shagas Aryeh was a person that, you know, he wasn't a person that says, oh, the Rishon says it, so I'm finished. He says, he'll argue. The Shagas Aryeh argued with Rishonim. So the Shagas Aryeh is not a kasha. He says, I think the Rambam's... See, we never... Let me tell you important yourself. When you speak, you should never say, Rashi Tosis, Rashi's right, Tosis wrong, Tosis wrong. We don't speak that way. We don't speak that way. We try to understand the Shitas. We're not here to say right and wrong. You know, Rabbi Yosef Winevsky told me once, he was a blind rabbi who lived there many years in the Heights. He learned by the Rav, he learned by Rav Gershon Zaks. He told me from Rav Gershon Zaks. Rav Gershon Zaks was the Chofetz Chaim's grandson. He lived in Muncie, he gave Shiurim. He used to tell me from Rav Gershon's house, from a Rishon medav Leiden. From a Rishon you have to suffer. It means if a Rishon says something, you can't just say, oh, I dismiss it. You have to suffer to understand it. This is a Rishon said it. Not everything in the world you have to, sometimes you can just say, oh, okay, it's a Shreer Shia. From a Rishon medav Leiden, you have to suffer from a Rishon. Meaning you have to understand. But the Shagas Aryeh was not from that school. But you have to be the Shagas Aryeh, you know, we don't speak that way. It's not a good thing. Never say, oh, Machlokes Rambam and the Ravid, he's right, he's wrong. The Ravid, Rambam Rashid, okay, it's a Shvir Rambam, we have to figure out how to miyashim. We don't speak right and wrong. That's not a proper way for us to speak. But the Shagas Aryeh, his truvas are showing who he likes. In other words, Machlokes Rishonim will say, well, I think like the Rambam because of this Gemara. And he's not into trying to miyashiv. But he's the Shagas Aryeh, you understand? You have to realize that. He's the Shagas Aryeh. So the Shagas, you're quoting me a Rambam against the Shagas. Unless we'll see, maybe there's a way out of the Rambam itself. But then the question is, what's the Svara? But I thought the Shagas Aryeh makes a lot of sense based on that Gemara Pesachim. And if it's doesn't have a Lashon Achila, then you're also even sure. So he says, "El time a boy, Maishna Mikilei Akerim Bosu B'Cholov." Bottom paragraph of page 18 on the right side. Does our field should look at their Chanah? Mishum the Loksi BeAchila. Maishna Yom Kippurim Gagan Kain Loksi VeAchila. It's our Chlomer. Shani Yom Kippurim Detali Bisuvi Daita the Gavra. Mechishiruch Mishuna Mikol Shirim. Right? Yom Kippur is different. It has a different shear. It's not Kizayis. It's Kosevis. The pochus because heaven is a mola logo mitzvah daita. The kach shiur chachamim Mishalom kederach hana, she'in derech b'nei adam lechol, imir bo dover mar, k'mo shekosav ha-ramam, ocha basar chai, she'in kederach hana, lo meisiv b'yasiv dasa adam. Hum u'na b'ze atzmo, she'in ocha kederach hana shal ochon. U'baitu v'daito, hum u'na mikri. In other words, if a person is eating something, this is what he claims. You could tell me what you think. But he claims that if you're eating something, you don't get the psychological geschmack that you fear. Because Yisuf Da'at is, you know, it might be the stomach, but it's a lot in the mind. You know, so he's saying that the reason why he thinks the Rambam holds that the klal of the Gemara doesn't apply to Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is not in this din of Achila. Achila, then you have to eat Kedaka to be over the Raisa. But Yom Kippur is not a din in Achila. Yom Kippur is a din in Yisuvi Daita. So Yisuvi Daita, if you're eating something in a normal way, then you have Yishuv Hadas. But if you're eating it and it's not a normal way, you still don't have Yishuv Hadas, and therefore you're still considered in the state of Inui.
So someone who can have Luden,
I mean, if a person's a celiac and he's...
For me, when I eat gluten, I get very, very bad stomach. Very bad. I'm not able to have, bread on...
Or is that problem mazik? Because the question is, if it's just mazik you, then it's still considered derech achil b'kach. It's like achil gasa. Achil gasa... But Achil Gasa, we said before. Achil Gasa, we saw the Shagasari quotes. Babatrina on the Ochel Achil Gasa. So we should see Hashem problematic. So he's saying maybe celiac is like, Irachanami. I'm not saying you should do it, but it could be that you didn't violate the sakaris.
When you're eating it,
you still have hamos, even if the upset stomach comes with 15 minutes later. Well, the Achil Gasa, he's saying maybe not. Maybe he's one to say maybe Achil Gasa is different than.
And what's the difference between mazik and
he's saying because mazik is maybe right, my achil gas is right away, and maybe the celiac is. No, it's a celiac, but when you first eat it, you get it. But he eats the gluten, is a geschmack, and then you get sick a half an hour later.
Yes.
But b'shas ma'isi, you're like everyone else. You're like. What do you say?
He said achil gas is that you don't enjoy.
He's saying even my Achil Gasa, you're going to enjoy.
No, I don't enjoy it. I don't think when God,
No, but just like Achil Gas is about you, it's not about, right, it's a separate thing. It's a different thing, but you're saying problematic. It's still problematic. Okay, maybe you're right. Problematic. I'm sorry, Yochanami. This is celiac eats the food on Yom Kippur.
When does the hesek set in? Is it immediately, or is there a time lapse between the achila, the hanoah of the achila, and the hesek?
No, that's the question. In other words, Rabbi Kyle is saying that it shouldn't be a timeline. Hezek, he's doing Hezek. He was saying that. Okay, something to think about more. Okay, Rabbi, I think one more thing left in this packet I want to show you before, is that I didn't do the whole Shagas Aryeh, and he works with the Sugya of Baal Tosef about Enes HaLisser, so I want to show you that tomorrow. We'll finish off tomorrow this packet, and then we'll start the next one. We have to figure out also what's the schedule for the Labor Day weekend and how that works in here. So, I think it maybe is regular. Well, we'll be in touch with you about Labor Day weekend. And, okay, Shkoyach. Okay.